You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Active FM.
The movie show.
On Active FM. For the second time.
There we go.
Your favorite ORSPS.
With Musash.
And myself, Ryan.
And today we are the bad guys.
Yes, she is the bad girl.
I was about to say, I'm first of all, I'm plural by myself and I'm a guy. That's right.
So this was a good film. And we got the film.
Yes.
Because it was recommended to us.
Yes, this film was recommended to us from DJ Moise. Thank you for the recommendation.
In-house yes. recommendation.
So, just by the way,
so in other words,
you,
what's wrong with you guys?
Whoa. If you want us to watch a film and then do a review on it, we are in that type of business.
That's right.
So you can either comment down below for all of our YouTube watchers. You can comment down below or you can contact Active FM directly and they'll just pass on the message to us. Yeah.
At the end of the show. At the end of the show, they'll give you the details. Hang past. No, they're not going
to
hang on.
Just go to the website, look at the contact details, you know. Yeah, and we will then do your film. We've also done, so Beulah from the Table of Perspective,
yes,
long time ago, requested that we did a film review, and we did. So,
so we're actually doing them, you know.
Yeah.
So you should like comment below now.
If you want, comment down below what film you would like us to watch.
Yes.
Maybe you liked it and you're like, oh, they should watch this. That in this case with DJ Moise, that was what happened.
And we watched
it. Or you're not sure about a film, so you're like, yo, guys, will you watch it? I'm not too sure about it. Give me your opinion. Maybe we'll get to like 20 minutes in. It sucks. Don't do it.
Oh,
don't
we come back it. Next week.
Half traumatized. Like, oh my goodness, my eyes are burning. They burn.
Yeah. And the other guy on the other side's going, yeah.
That's hectic. Wow. That's like a serial killer in film form.
Yes. Make you watch something. I watched a video like that the other day. You know those ones with you like focused and the next one something
jumps
comes out and goes,
you.
You're like, oh,
hate those
stupid
videos.
You're like, move on.
Okay, anyway, so this is a DreamWorks animated film, but it is a comedy adventure animated film. And it was made in the year. It wasn't made in the year 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely not made anywhere near 2002. It was released in the year 2022. Yes.
In fact, I actually saw an interesting name for a film like this because, you know, so the type of film that this falls under is basically a film where there's crime involved.
Yeah.
What is this? A kappa. Is that right? Kappa. It's a computer animated kappa. In other words, basically, it is a heist film.
Yeah.
That as a sub-genre of crime film focused on planning and...
Oh, is that what a...
yeah. An execution. Yes. And aftermath of a significant robbery.
Can I be honest? I have never watched an animated film like this.
No.
It was so different. From storyline to animation style.
Yeah.
Like all the way through.
Do you know what animation style reminded me of? Spider-Man.
Yes, that was actually...
Close.
It was one of their inspirations.
It was very...
Yeah.
I thought so. For me, I looked at this and I was like, DreamWorks is just showing... Sony, man, look, okay.
But apparently what they tried to do was they had... So your normal animation is 3D... Well, not normal, but most cartoons are 3D animation.
Yeah, that's right.
And then what they did was they brought the 2D animation elements. So you know like when there's lines on stuff to texturize it?
They
kept that, which is very unusual.
Mm.
And then on top of that, they also... So that was like the whole Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse inspo. But then they also took inspiration from anime, which you saw in a lot of like the fight sequences.
That.
There was a lot of like anime, like art style.
I was almost wondering if this was made by some Japanese film company.
It was made by a Frenchman.
And it was made by a Frenchman, that's
right.
Yeah,
the director's French.
The person that reminded me the most of that anime was the chief. The police chief woman.
Yes.
With the animation.
Yes.
And her like
frustration. And the humans having like the round faces, which is like a very like it's not a it's a very like Japanese slash anime not there's different types of like Japanese animation. There's anime which looks more hand drawn, you know what I'm talking about,
like sketched.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the...
It's toon style, isn't it? Like a toon style.
But they've got like a cool version where like the faces are more like triangular and stuff like that.
I think that's anime. I think yeah. that's just plain.
But then there's Okay, wait. Then there's another... Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's an Asian style of animation where the characters have the round faces and stuff like that. And then they'll normally do... You know when they like they think something's cute, their whole face changes and their eyes go big and...
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. So, yeah. Honestly, that round face animation, I don't like it 100%. But that was just one of the elements of the animation within this film.
Yeah.
They went for the hand-drawn concept because the... The director has actually been a 2D animation artist for the early part of his career. He did 2D animation drawings. So, but for this film, I think he only drew like one thing for the film, and it was just out of necessity. He wasn't really involved in the animation and the drawing and all of that. But obviously, he would have said, "This is what I'm looking for."
He would have given the concept.
Yeah.
Because, like, I especially saw it in the. Was a fox, right?
Yes.
The fox's like hair out yes. on the face, how flat it looked, but at the same time how animated it looked. You could almost see if there was a light behind them, you could almost see it hit the edges. I don't know if you know.
Oh yes.
That's sort of where I really saw like the flat style, and it wasn't bad. Like it was actually stylish.
Yeah, and it was very nice.
It was very stylish.
It was very, and I think the director was trying to do something that hasn't been done before. Like he was trying to because even like. Pulling off a heist. I don't know of a cartoon where they tried to pull off a heist. Like, I think even the genre of film itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. Like, they even went... So, the animation style was, like, a category of its own. But they even went in, like, that direction in terms of the storyline. Like, it's not a normal storyline.
Isn't this similar to... What was like Ocean's 11 and that about?
That's one of the films it was taken inspiration
the whole
from.
Rich, stylish. Yes. Okay,
you know what's weird is this animated film, so it had inspiration from other animated films like the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
There's also a detective hound, which is obviously like a play on Sherlock Holmes or Sherlock Hound or something like that, which is an animation about a detective that's a dog.
Was that also DreamWorks?
No, that's some other, I don't know if it was a Japanese animation company or something, but they took inspiration from that. But they also took inspiration from live action films like Ocean's 11, like the Italian Job. I don't know if you ever saw the Italian Job with Charlize Theron and...
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They took inspiration from live action, which I thought was actually really cool. And this was one of my favorite parts in the film, actually. So the beginning of the film mirrors the beginning of Pulp Fiction in 1994, which was directed by Quentin Tarantino, where two characters are sitting opposite one another in a diner, having what seems to be a rather idle conversation before revealing that both characters are actually on the verge of launching into a robbery, which is exactly how this film started. And apparently the director also wanted to... He really pulled on the Quentin Tarantino style, which has also never been done in animation. Like
you've
never watched an animated Quentin Tarantino film.
Yeah.
So like that was so cool. Plus that whole scene, I don't know if you noticed, Ryan. I didn't pick it up until doing research. That whole film was one shot.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, that whole scene was one shot.
Yeah.
And it is apparently the longest one shot in DreamWorks animation history, lasting 2 minutes, 25 seconds, and 7 frames.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
That first scene already told me that this was going to be a really great movie.
No, it was. It really was amazing.
The humor. I think I was the only one laughing between my family. I don't know if they didn't get it, but there were a lot of stuff that
me
happened
in the
film.
Me and my mom watched it together, and we were both finished. Yeah. And then she
there were those little things.
Every
we're just
now
like,
and again.
Wait, what? Nah.
Like when the snake says, what? The wolf says to the snake, you have self-loathing. The snake goes, the only person I self-loathe is you.
Yeah.
But you can't self-loathe someone else because it's self. I feel like I'm messing up self and loathe. Yeah, it's like a tongue twister. Say self-loathe 10 times fast.
Yes.
You see? Yeah, but that was... The snake honestly was my favorite character.
Really?
I loved the snake.
Wow.
I thought he was... He reminded me of Danny DeVito.
Oh, yes.
So we still searched to see if it was his voice, but yes, it wasn't.
Definitely.
But he was my favorite. I loved him. I thought he was hysterical. Yeah.
No, and I must say, I enjoyed the fox.
The fox?
Yeah.
Not the wolf, the fox.
The main guy.
Oh, the wolf.
Yes. You see, I'm confused now between a fox and a wolf.
The fox was the chick.
So he's a wolf, right?
He's a wolf, yeah.
Got you, okay. Yes.
But, so let me just give you this film. At first, I didn't know what I was getting into. I just, I was sent a
request. Don't you just love that?
I do love it.
You just put it on, you're like,
but the concept of this film is so clever. So basically, they took a wolf, a snake, a shark, a tarantula, and a piranha, which are all seen as like predator animals, bad animals, the bad guys. So that, like, if you just look at the animal, you're like, it's a horrible animal already. And they basically put them in society and made them criminals, but they actually want to be good.
You know what's crazy? That whole beginning scene is, you see the two animals.
Yes.
And then when you see them walking around in that one shot, so you see humans.
Yes.
So, like, what's weird is that there's actually only a few animals in here around in a world of humans.
Yeah. That is the... And some animals weren't like... So, you know, you had like the guinea pig, yeah. Professor Marmalade.
Yes.
Then you had other guinea pigs who were like normal
who
animals.
Were pets to
yeah.
Humans.
So it was like. But I think it was just creative. This was actually taken from a book. So originally it's based on the children's book series of the same name written by Aaron Blabey, who wrote The Bad Guys. And apparently even the art that was on the front cover of the book was big inspiration for the film and that, because it's weird art. You know, like when books have art, sometimes it's like cute, nice, and other times it kind of looks like sketches,
weird
like weird like Roald Dahl books. The art in his books, I think he always got the same artist to do art. I don't know if it was him or he got a specific person, but you can just see it's a Roald Dahl book because of the art.
I'm gonna have to Google that to bring up the image. How do you spell that?
It is Roald. I know it's weird. Dalp. I think that's how you spell his
okay,
name.
Okay, thank you. So if for our YouTube movie show podcast viewers, they watch the image. For the listeners, yeah, you need to go to YouTube and go on to Active TV on YouTube and go look under our playlist, the movie show podcast. Yeah, there's a video version of the show and we bring up almost everything. Some stuff is just like... too technical, but anyway,
yeah, you're just like,
but that one we're gonna find. So what is it? The
Roald Dahl books.
Roald Dahl books.
I loved it. He wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So in the beginning, talking about that beginning sequence, the wolf and the snake are talking about like random things, but eventually the snake brings up that he can taste air, which snakes technically can actually do, because they can't hear. Snakes are deaf, so they can't hear anything, but like their taste and other senses are heightened, obviously, to like make up for that. But then the wolf jokingly
something
asks Snake if he can hear colors and see sounds. Then apparently, this is crazy, there is actually a medical condition called synesthesia. I think that's how you pronounce it. Forgive me if I spelt that horribly. In which the brain... This is so weird. The brain overlaps senses and their sensations in various ways, and they include hearing colors and seeing sounds. I wish I could experience this just for 2 minutes and then go back to normal.
Seeing sounds.
So your brain overlaps and your senses also like go haywire, and then it like that, the symptoms of that is hearing colors and seeing sounds.
I can actually imagine how that would, but that's quite interesting.
I know.
So he was literally talking about a medical, does that sound like a medical condition to you, or does that sound like a blessing?
That's the thing.
Your red is too loud.
Stop redding me, man. What? You're red. You're red. Remove your red.
Too much red.
My red?
It's deafening.
and seeing sounds.
Wow, that's quite interesting.
That reminds me of, like, you know Ratatouille, where he's tasting the different foods.
That's right.
And then it goes into fireworks, the music. And yes, stuff. Reminds me of that. Right. Yeah. But apparently it's a medical condition.
Oh, well, there you go. That was quite interesting.
That's one of the first medical conditions I've just wanted to experience. Just to experience what it's like. It's like being colorblind. What would it be like to be colorblind?
Yeah.
Suppose you wouldn't know.
And you get two different color blindness.
Mm.
I think you get one where you see black and white, and you get the other one where your colors all...
Yeah, there's colors that are like very close together. So you like mix it up. Yeah. Mm.
It's pretty cool. Man. But from the beginning of that scene, like when they got up and they started walking, like in that one shot, the feel of the camera actually rotating.
Yes.
And you get that like parallax effect. I was really like, whoa, Spider-Man, this is cool.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Spider-Man.
And even the... So they're having breakfast and then they want to pay for the bill, right? Mm. And then what happens is everyone's scared of them. So everyone's running away, but they still leave money down to pay.
Yeah.
But then straight after that, they go and rob a bank. So it's like... You know, just like the contradiction. But also, so you're introduced to the snake and the wolf first. But then as they do the heist, you introduce to the other members of the team. So the tarantula comes, the shark comes, the piranha comes. And then it's brilliant though how that whole sequence like worked together. And it was insane.
Even the music like brought the different scenes to life. It was, for me, this was, okay. This brings me close to Spider-Man. Definitely. This cartoon.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Mm. The actors were also really interesting. So the wolf was played by Sam Rockwell. His voice...
Where have we seen him? I like his voice. In fact...
His voice sounds like other people's voices, though.
For me, all the characters were really, really interesting.
No, they were really interesting. Mm. The two people I know, so Awkwafina played the tarantula. Her voice is very distinct.
I picked it up immediately.
And then the piranha was played by Anthony Ramos, who was in Hamilton. Right. He actually sang, you know, the piranha sings at one point. That was Anthony Ramos's actual voice. Those are the two actors of course, how could I forget? The shark was played by Craig Robinson, who was in The Office.
That's right.
I was like, oh, but I didn't really recognize his voice. When I searched the actors or the cast, I was like, oh, flip. Yeah. So Mark Maron played the snake. Lily Singh played Tiffany, who was the reporter. There weren't a lot of characters in this, actually.
No.
There were literally, there's nine characters.
Two, four, six, eight.
I've got nine characters, So it's the five bad guys, which are the different animals. Then you had the fox, who was the mayor. You had the guinea pig. And then you had the reporter and the police chief. That was it. That was the cost.
Which I think was all the animals. No, the police chief would have been
human. There were two humans and the rest were animals.
So the cops didn't even talk. Did any of the cops talk?
I don't think so.
That's crazy. But this is, wow.
Yeah, so the cast was... But the cast all did very well. I think it was a... And apparently the director, he got all of the actors he wanted for the different roles. So he was obviously happy.
He was specifically going for them.
Yeah. One thing that I found very interesting, though, when doing research was... So this was set in L.A., actually. That's where it was... So if you look at the cityscape in that, apparently it's very close to the LA cityscape. But also what they mentioned was how the sky in LA works is it's actually very overexposed most of the time. So I've never been there, so I cannot... This is apparently...
But I can picture movie shots. And
yes.
I'm like,
it's like a very overexposed sky. Mm. And like there's a lot of like yellows and oranges in like tone. And if you look at this film, they did that. So like when the wolf and the snake jump out of the diner in the beginning, the sky is like... It's overexposed. And when the car's driving, when it freezes, then it's overexposed. So I thought that was pretty interesting that they did that. And even the dance was choreographed by actual... Because obviously animation artists need references.
Yeah.
So they actually got a choreographer to choreograph the dance between the wolf and the fox. And that was then filmed.
Oh, there was a dance. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about the dance.
Yeah, no. But it was very, it was different. It was completely different. Even the storyline, like, it wasn't predictable.
No.
Like, they actually, they caught me. Like, oh, flip. And then, so, spoiler alert, when the snake went rogue or betrayed them, I was like, nah, he's not. He's just messing with them.
Snake.
But then, what happened? Like, in the end, I was like, oh, flip, I wouldn't have seen that coming. And then even, I loved the, for me, one of my favorite parts was when the wolf said to the snake at the end, who do you think put the icicle in the fridge?
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh, that's so cool. So, yeah, no, it was a, and when they go to prison and then the Crimson Paw comes and saves them, but then they're all just standing and watching her beat up cops.
Yeah.
You're just like, they're all just like.
That I never expected.
That was very unexpected. So it had good twists and turns.
This movie didn't have a big release. Because, I mean, okay, released April 22nd this year, as in 2022. But I never saw, like, any adverts.
I didn't know about this film until we got a request.
Like, you know, you get the usual films which everybody watches, you know, like the Marvel movies, which are, like, really brilliant.
Yeah.
And the Bad Boys 2 and all that. And then you get the movies where, like, filmmakers watch them.
Yeah.
For me, this is one of those type of films.
But it's still good for the average person to watch.
Definitely. In fact, that is true. And I think that watch, I think maybe that's how I was the only one between my family that was laughing at specific. Like, there's that part where they're all, like, jumped out of the car, went off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all grab hands together and they're like, this is beautiful, man. Like, I was hosing myself the way they were holding, and snake, like, even he,
yes, I loved how the snake's body was sometimes like, it you had check? The even when, yes, at the end, was it the end when they're driving off in the police van, the snake's body was wrapped around like two arms. No,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know how you lean over something with your arms like that and then rest your chin on, he literally was,
yes.
It was very funny.
Yes,
it was very, very funny.
There was those humor parts, which, like I said, I was hosing myself. The film was really the style and the way that it was done and the way that sort of the shots played out, the sequences played out. It was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, no, it was very good.
And good for your kids.
Yeah.
My son wasn't feeling well. He was like, I want to go sleep. Put it down. And then we were like, okay, let's watch the rest of the film. Because we watched the first, I think, hour. And then the last 40 minutes we left afterwards. And then the minute I put it on, his eyes were like, pink, wide open. And then he watched it. And then he was like all feeling good and stuff again. So
there we go. Fixes your sick kids.
And I don't know if you saw the way that they actually... So this was a lot of the production, and that was done during remotely. It was done remotely due to the whole COVID night. So if you go onto YouTube and you search this film, you actually see a lot of their, like, script read-throughs.
Yes, the online.
The way that they actually did it. I don't know if they recorded it in the same way. I can't imagine so.
I saw studio footage where the director was sitting in the room with the actor. Yeah.
So,
but I think the read-throughs were online.
They literally did a lot of that stuff online. So they all had their, like, Skype. Imagine, like, for some of them, if they had bad internet.
Oh.
But it looked like it flowed really well between all lines. And especially with the one character, how do you even pronounce?
Awkwafina.
Yes. With her, the other films that I've seen, I'm sure she also does a lot of, like, R&B, like, producing, like, music producing.
I actually don't know.
Is it?
I know, as an actress.
I'm sure she's sure, because, yes, I've seen her in a lot of, or she's either that or, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but.
Oh, it says rapper and comedian.
There you go. So rapping, obviously we know the comedian part of it.
Yeah.
But for me, this film was a lot different.
Yeah, the character was different to.
But it suited her.
Yeah, it did suit. Normally, she plays characters where she's like the dorky friend you know, the unsure. This one, she was like, she was sure of herself. And even she said when she did, like, character preparation, she, like, searched people who were good in their field. They knew that they did something and they were good at what they did.
Yeah.
But it was so interesting to have a spider as a hacker.
Yes.
And then when she goes into beast mode, web, then web, all what? Of it, yes, web. And that's also funny, the worldwide web, webs.
Exactly.
And then when the her PC like opened up with different keyboards and then all her eight legs are going, that was very funny.
Yeah,
that was very, very funny.
Some of the creative elements to some of it. So for example, what was the mayor when she was the bad, her bad
Crimson
person?
Paw.
Yes. So she would drive her car, was it her? She drove her car, and the next minute her car like folds, her motorbike folds up into a case, and then next minute she's walking. Like,
I really felt like the almost the anime style coming in, especially when she was fighting. Yeah. Like then it really, because she was like,
you're right,
she was like a proper fight, like an assassin almost.
It was that that type of fighting from the names are losing me. We spoke about this specific Asian fighter that usually uses his surroundings.
Jackie Chan?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know.
It was a lot of Jackie Chan type of style fighting. You know, where he like gets the like bonks their two heads together. Then he puts a tie around them. And the next one, he flings it to the next guy over that side. And then knocks
that,
him
that
over.
That scene was hysterical where she's fighting all the police officers.
So it's a very interesting film.
Yeah.
For 1 hour and 40 minutes, should have been longer. But it was really good.
It was good. I watched it with my mom and she was still like, oh, we're watching an animation. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I have to for the movie show. But she really enjoyed it. At one point she had to leave, but she was like, what happened? Tell me what happened. Mm. And then I explained to her and she was like, oh. So that was, it was really cool, yeah.
Yeah, these types of films to watch with my kids as well is really awesome.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of these films, like they actually love a lot. Like Spider-Man, I still put on Spider-Man Into Spider-Verse.
Yeah, no,
today.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. You know what I like about these type of films is they're not just a cartoon. You know how you get like cartoons who where you can almost mindlessly watch them because they're just there to keep kids
same
entertained.
Yeah.
Like this and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse aren't like that. Not only are they humorous, and most cartoons have always done that. They've been humorous so that when adults are watching or older people are watching, they can be interested.
Yeah.
But with these ones, they're not just doing humor, they're also going artistically. They're like they're being creative with how it looks visually, so that it's not just funny, but it's actually something that's nice to look at. And it's a nice image, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, the one thing that I enjoyed about this format, because as a filmmaker, what makes a good film is if you can bring your audience into the story. And like when
the wolf
when the wolf waggled his tail,
yes,
couldn't you like feel the way that it,
the yes way it, the way it like started, and then when they all did it, even the spider, it was like, this was wagging
his wagging, but the
and
way
then
that
the snake was like
but even with the way that he you, like if you have a dog, I related like the way that he waggled his tail to a dog. You could feel that happiness in him.
Yeah.
So the expression came across so well. This film is not a film that if you haven't watched the film and you're listening to our show and you're like, oh, okay, apparently it's a good film. This is a film that I'd like to say is an experience.
Yeah, it is an experience.
You need to get this
experience
film and experience it.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's not like, the usual, you know, it was a good film, you know, made me sad. It's like a ride at a theme park.
Yeah.
Where,
and it's unpredictable. So the whole time I was like, no. So when they're trying to steal the dolphin trophy or whatever, I was like, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it.
Oh, yes.
They're not going to get it. And then you're like, okay, no, wait. No, they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And then like the whole thing was just like completely unpredictable.
Exactly. So you guys have to go and experience this film.
Yeah.
You have to go and experience this
Bad guys. Thank you, DJ Moore, for the request.
Yes.
The
recommendation.
Recommendation.
So if you have a film that you would like to recommend, now's the time. Go. Type up. And this is when a clock goes on screen.
Oh, I typed this. I already gave them the typing sound effect.
Oh, okay. We'll just repeat. Yes,
definitely. There we go. Maybe it's just like up.
I heard the interval.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. So they're like sitting here waiting for us to like move on now because like, I gave my recommendation.
Yeah, some people, they need...
Some of them chose like...
They don't know the...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then they forgot how to spell Hollywood.
Or autocorrect, like messed up the name. And you just realize you can't delete your comment. No, but you can. Just move it up. If you put your mouse over the comment, you'll see a little X or a little three little... I think they call it a hamburger menu. The three little dots should appear there. Yeah, you can delete your...
Delete, there
somebody
we go.
Just said, ah, thanks.
I've always wondered. Yeah. But this has been the movie show.
Yes.
With the bad guys.
Next week is going to be awesome.
It is.
Yes.
I have a movie for next week.
Yes, that's why it's going to be awesome. See, I told you it's going to be awesome.
There we go. All right. Must I tell them what movie
go
it is?
Go for it. Let's introduce it.
It
now.
Is a movie called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's literally the name of the film. I'm not even making it up.
You spoke about that last week, didn't you?
Yes. No. I told you about it.
Oh.
Yeah, we were at a photo shoot and I was like, man, there's this movie. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah.
Cool film.
So that's next week?
Yeah.
You got time to go watch it?
There we go.
And if you don't know?
Now you know.
Next week.
Yeah. So we're signing out. Until next week.
This is Active FM.
Let's find out. Let's go through the journey together and find out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going back into this. Yeah, loving it.
Tuned in to your favorite station. Yeah.